This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you're thinking of booking a hotel room for next summer's World Cup in Brazil, here's a point of information. Prices at some hotels have risen 500% for the big event. In response, Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff is convening a committee this week to head off price gouging. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, there's a fine line between price gouging and a price you just don't like.
Price gouging is a pretty vague term that basically means charging prices people don't like, says Matt Zulinski. He teaches philosophy at the University of San Diego.
It's hard to pinpoint exactly where price increases stop being just the normal operations of the marketplace and start being something morally problematic.
The line that people often draw is when it comes to basic necessities, says Jeremy Snyder. He teaches health science at Simon Fraser University.
It's a little bit more morally problematic if you're looking at things that are necessary to maintain your humanity, maintain your life.
Like after a natural disaster, if you're the only guy with water bottles and you're charging $100 a bottle just because you can, you're a jerk, officially. But nobody really needs to go to the World Cup. And
given that the World Cup is still about 6 months off, there's still enough time potentially to increase the supply.
The higher prices might attract people to rent out their spare bedrooms online, increasing the housing supply and maybe bidding back down the prices just a little bit. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.